Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author from the Chicago province. He's coming to us today from Girard, Illinois, with a preaching entitled, Trust in the Lord Always.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account, because you're no longer going to be my steward. The steward said to himself, what shall I do now that my master is taking his position away and not strong enough to do anything else? I know what I'll do, that when I'm removed, others may welcome me into their homes. He called in his master's debtors one by one. The first, he said, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and write one for 50. And to another, he said, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said, here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this is the Gospel for Friday. However, I'm recording it on Wednesday, the day after our presidential elections here in the United States. Many people are probably saying, thank God it's over. But if we think about it, it's really just begun. We don't know what lies ahead, and we enter into a time, no matter what our political affiliation, a time of anxiety, angst, uncertainty. We are living with a lack of sureness about where these next months, where the future might take us here in the United States, but also throughout the world. One thing we all know is that life, human life, is not easy. There is no such thing as a pain-free life. And yet, given that, there is a certain consolation that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. However we might want to put it, we believe, we know that God in the end governs the universe providentially with wisdom and love. We are in God's hands. At the same time, being in God's hands does not necessarily mean a calm, anxiety-free, peace-filled life. As C.S. Lewis once said in his writings, God did not create the universe in order to be able to say at the end of each day, a good time was had by all. And so what are we to do? We are consoled with this awareness of ours through faith that we must trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord always. And our first reading, which I did not read from Philippians, indicates to us that our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship really is not fully here, and yet here we are. Well, the parable that Jesus gives in the gospel, as odd as it might seem at first hand, although it may be familiar to many of us, it does say that we ought to have wisdom in how we approach the things in life, that this unjust steward, this dishonest man, at least had going for him the fact that he was able to plan ahead and maneuver things to his advantage. Now, Jesus is not commending that. He's not saying, go and do likewise. But he is saying we can learn something even from those whom we consider to be approaching things in a dishonest, lacking in Christian way. What do we learn? The last line of the gospel, that sometimes worldly people seeking worldly gain are more clever, more prudent in trying to manipulate or impact the ways in which their plans will affect us. Would that we, as Christians, as believers, might have the perseverance, the wisdom, the insight, the courage to do likewise. Why do we not, as Christians, given the gift of our faith, given our trust in the Lord, why can we not hope that what we plan to do ourselves may bring comfort to the world? There is indeed that great consolation that comes from faith, that in the end we are in the hands of God. But being in the hands of God does not absolve us from not planning our own Christian way of life in such a way that God's concerns, the concerns of the kingdom of God, might still be what we hope to see. And so, however these next months of uncertainty unfold, let us not lose faith, but let us also not simply give up. Let us cooperate with the gospel values that we see, and let us call our peoples in whatever country we might be to a deep conversion to those gospel values. And may those values win the day.